This year, my family spent summer vacation on the Leelanau Peninsula, northwest of Traverse City. It's a magnificent little stretch of land surrounded by Lake Michigan. Its western shore is well known for being part of Sleeping Bear Dunes National Park. Inland, the peninsula contributes a large part of the area's famous cherry crop, with many beautiful orchards and even a few up-and-coming wineries. Like many small resort areas, the region is struggling to come to grips with the fact that more and more people are visiting every year. While this is good for the local economy, it is beginning to play havoc with the local ecology. The beautiful winding roads were not designed to handle the steadily increasing number of SUVs and minivans that travel this thin strip of land. And the wetlands that are home to a variety of aquatic species, as well as to large numbers of birds, are feeling the pressure of developers who envision second homes and championship golf courses. Fortunately, local residents are resisting the allure of easy money, working instead to maintain a decent living without tampering too much with the landscape. In fact, the federal government is doing its part to help, having bought up numerous old farms in order to maintain them as historical sites. Through a strong sense of community and shared values, the residents of Leelanau are working hard to ensure that they leave to future generations a region that is both economically and environmentally vital. The people of Leelanau have made me realize two things. First, a sustainable future is very possible, given a commitment on the part of groups large and small to work in the best interests of the local economy and the local ecology. Maybe they've created a model that other like-minded communities can follow. Second, the truly important issues of our day don't involve debates over paper versus plastic bags or cloth versus disposable diapers. Instead, we should focus on ensuring that our grandchildren get to do what I was able to do this summer with my children, experience nature in three dimensions and not merely in books or cyberspace.